Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Chickley.
And today we're talking about animals. And not wild animals, but sort of animals that need our help, kind of like the animals we're used to seeing as pets, so like cats and dogs. So I want to know if you have any pets.
Well, I had a pet before.
Okay.
It's a cat. I found it on the street.
Okay.
Yeah, but then I had to move to Taipei, so I didn't have enough space.
What did you do with your pet cat?
So I just gave it to my friend. My friend is taking care of the kid. Yeah, it's called Johnny.
Okay, well, I'm glad Johnny the cat has a loving home to live in.
What about you?
I don't have any pets in Taiwan. My parents have pets, so I call them my pets. It's a dog and a cat. But in Taiwan, I have lots of plants, so I guess they're kind of like pets. And I think I'm going to get some fish soon.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to talk about some pets, not in Taiwan, not in Canada, but in a place far away called Afghanistan. So let's find out about these animals now.
Reading.
Dodo Heroes. As humans, we have a special duty on this planet. Every life is important, and it's our job to protect animals in danger. Animal Planet's show, Dodo Heroes, is about the brave people who risk their lives to save the world's troubled creatures. One of these heroes is Penn Farthing. While working as a soldier in Afghanistan, he saw an injured dog hiding under a building. Penn got the scared dog to come out by feeding it snacks. Soon after, they were like two peas in a pod. Penn named the dog Nowzad. When he returned to England, Penn even found a way to bring Nowzad back with him. Penn knew there were many other animals in Afghanistan, like Nowzad. These animals also needed his help. That's why he started the country's first and only animal shelter, the Nowzad Charity. Its goal is to find homes for animals living on the streets of Afghanistan. To date, the charity has reunited more than 1,000 soldiers with cats and dogs they took care of during the war.
All right, today's article starts out by saying, as humans, we have a special duty on this planet. Now, duty here is a noun, and it's something you have to do because it is morally right or because it's the law. For example, if you see someone who needs help or who is in trouble, we could say that it's our moral duty to help that person. Here's another example. It's a parent's duty to take care of their children until they are fully grown.
Okay, say duty, 就是责任、义务的意思。So, as humans, we have a special duty on this planet. 就是作为人类呢，我们在这个星球上，就是地球嘛，都有一个特殊的任务。所以我们就可以说 it is our duty to defend our country. 保卫国家是我们的义务。So, besides meaning a moral obligation or responsibility, it also means a task or action that someone is required to do as part of his or her job.
That's right.
Yeah, for instance, I'll take over your duties while you're away from Korea.当你不在韩国的时候，我会接管你的职责。And we often hear on duty, which means that you're at work, or off duty, which means you're off work.
That's right.
So we can say, who is on duty here? I need some help. 谁在这边上班啊？我需要一些帮助。
Okay, well, let's find out a little bit more about this duty that we have as humans. It says here, every life is important, and it's our job to protect animals in danger.So here we are protecting animals. The protect is a verb, and when you protect somebody or something, you keep that thing or person safe from danger, harm, or trouble, or other bad things that might happen. In other words, it means to keep somebody or something safe. Here's an example sentence. Protect your smartphone on the boat by putting it in a plastic bag.
好，所以 protect 就是保护、保卫的意思。那文章中的意思就是每个生命都是重要的，保护在危险中的动物是我们的职责。所以我们就可以说 My mom believes it's her duty to protect these children.、
Mm-hmm.
我妈认为保护这些孩子是她的责任。或者是 You should protect your eyes from direct sunlight.、
Mm-hmm.
你应该保护你的眼睛，不要被阳光直接照到了。
Mm-hmm.
And we often say protection,、
mm-hmm.
which is a noun.
That's
we
right.
We can say there have been complaints about the lack of police protection.、
Mm-hmm.
就大家一直在抱怨，就是有关，就是警察保护不够，大家都在抱怨。
Now, of course, we use the verb protect, and we also are using the phrase in danger.、Mm-hmm. Now, when you are in danger, you are in a situation that might cause you to be hurt in some way or killed,、
mm-hmm.
which is why we are protecting,、
yeah.
because you are not in a good situation. Here's an example sentence. These people are leaving their country because they are in danger of being killed.
Okay, 非常的可怜哦。所以 danger 就是危险的意思。那大家都听过 dangerous, 一定有听过，所以就是危险的。
Mm-hmm.
那 danger 是它的名词咯。好，那所以我们放 in 在 danger 前面，那就是代表在危险里面的意思，所以很好记啊。你就可以说Linda is in danger of losing her position unless she works harder. 就是除非 Linda 更努力的工作，不然她可能就失去自己的职位了。
Okay, so let's find out where the animals come into play here. It says, Animal Planet's show Dodo Heroes is about the brave people who risk their lives to save the world's troubled creatures. We have a lot to talk about in that sentence, so let's take a quick break and learn about the first word.Okay, in that sentence, we talked about brave people who risk their lives to rescue animals who are in trouble. Here, risk means to put something in a situation or put yourself in a situation where you might be harmed or killed. So, to risk your life means you're putting your life in danger, and it means that you are putting yourself in a situation where you could get hurt or killed. Here's an example of risking something. Xavier risked all his money by investing in that new startup company. That means he might lose it all.
Okay, so risk 就是冒什么危险的意思。It is used as a verb in our article. So this show is about the brave people who risk their lives to save the world's troubled creatures.、
Mm-hmm.
就是这个节目在说这些为了救这些濒临危险的生物勇敢冒着自己生命危险的人，他们非常的厉害勇敢。通常我们 risk 当动词用的时候，我们后面就会接 V-I-N-G. For example,I didn't want to risk missing the train, so I arrived at the station 2 hours early. 我不想要呢错过火车，所以我就提早两个小时到了车站。So risk could also be a noun,、
mm-hmm.
which means a situation that involves exposure to danger as well.、
Mm-hmm.
所以我们就可以说啊 they went on fighting the fire at the risk of their lives. 他们冒着生命危险扑灭火灾。
All right, so let's find out who they are risking their lives to protect. That are the world's troubled、mm-hmm. creatures. Now, creature is a noun, and a creature is a living animal, such as a fish, insect, bird, or mammal, and of course humans, but plants are not considered creatures. Okay, so we can also call fantasy animals, such as unicorns,、mm-hmm. creatures too. Here's an example sentence.Zelda has always been interested in sea creatures, such as octopuses and whales.
好，所以 creature 就是生物、动物的意思，像是鱼、昆虫、鸟、哺乳类动物，甚至是人类，我们都可以是 creatures.、
Mm-hmm.
或者是人类幻想中的动物啊，像独角兽 unicorn， 像刚刚 Aaron 老师有说到的，都可以叫做是 creature。Okay, 我们就可以说啊 If it were not for the sun, no living creatures could exist on the earth.、
Mm-hmm.
如果没有太阳的话，地球上就不会有生物存在。
Okay, so let's find out more about these people、mm-hmm. who are risking their lives. It says...One of these heroes is Pen Farthing.
Okay, 其中一个英雄就是 Pen 这一个人哦。
Okay, while working as a soldier, the article continues, in Afghanistan, he saw an injured dog hiding under a building. So here we find out that Penfarthing is a soldier. Mm-hmm. Now, a soldier is a member of an army, often considered as one of the lowest members of the army. So not an officer, like a general or that sort of thing. So it's one of the people who does the fighting, basically. Now, as an example sentence, we could say, millions of soldiers died while fighting in World War II.
Okay, 所以 soldier 就是军人士兵的意思。那所以这个士兵在阿富汗的时候看到一只躲在建筑物下受伤的狗狗。好，那我们来看几个句子哦。This monument is dedicated to the soldiers who gave their lives to their country.
Okay.
好，这座纪念碑是献给为他们国家献出生命的士兵。
Okay, now we also saw that Penn found an injured dog, right? Mm-hmm. Now, injured here is an adjective, and somebody or something that is injured has a wound or damage done to their body. Now, we use this adjective to talk about living mm-hmm. things that are hurt in some way. So, you know, if you cut your hand, mm-hmm. you would say you are injured. Here's an example sentence. I was in a car accident this morning. Luckily, I wasn't injured.
Okay, so injured 就是受伤的意思. We'll take another sentence here. The passengers who were injured in the accident were taken to the nearest hospital.
Mm-hmm.
在事故中受伤的乘客呢都被送到最近的医院的。So if we take up the D at the end of this word, mm-hmm. it'll become a verb, mm-hmm. which means to do physical harm or damage to somebody as well.
Right.
For example, you can say, too much smoking will injure your voice. 抽太多烟会伤害你的声音。And for the noun, it's spelled I-N-G-J-U-R-Y,
mm-hmm.
which also means physical harm or damage to somebody's body caused mm-hmm. by an accident. We can say the loss of her sense of smell was due to a head injury. 她的嗅觉丧失是因为头受伤了。
Okay, now we also have to talk about the grammar pattern mm-hmm. that we saw in that sentence. So stay tuned and we'll be right back with that.
好，所以我们来看一下文法的部分。关系代名词引导的形容词子句，我们可以让它简化成分词片语，让它的句子看起来不会那么冗长，会比较精简。那我们步骤可以分成两个。第一个，我们就是删掉关系代名词，像是 who、which 或者是 that 跟 be 动词，然后我们再去判断呢、啊，形容词子句它的动词跟我们的主词之间的关系。那如果今天是主动式的话，我们就会用现在分词；被动语态的话，我们就会用过去分词哦。那照惯例，我们还是看几个句子会比较清楚。我们可以说 ，The house which stands across the street from mine is small and old。好，那我们看到这边哦，这个 the house 是一个主词，那我们 which stands 它变成是主动式嘛？那如果你觉得不想要写 which， 我们就把 which 拿掉，然后 stands 变成 ing， 我们就可以变成 The house standing across the street from mine is small and old。我家对面那栋房子好小又很破旧。那我们来看一下被动语态的用法。The car which was parked outside had to be moved。这个车子呢被停在外面必须要被移开嘛，因为可能挡到别人了。那如果这边不想要用 which was parked， 我们把 which 拿掉，然后 was 拿掉，直接 parked， 因为车子是被停，不是自己停嘛，我们就可以说 The car parked outside had to be moved。
Okay, so Penn is a soldier in Afghanistan. He's there kind of helping in a war, and he finds the scared dog. And here's what happens next. It says, Penn got the scared dog to come out by feeding it snacks.
Okay, so Penfarthing 这个人就把那只害怕的狗狗通过喂它吃零食就把它引出来，不然它不想出来嘛。Mm-hmm.
All right, so maybe, you know, I like it when people feed me food. So, this dog just sort of got used to Penn because he was giving it some food and keeping it alive, that sort of thing. So it says here, soon after, they were like two peas in a pod. Now, this is an interesting sort of phrase we used here, like two peas in a pod. So we are going to take a quick break to talk more about it right now.
Pocket phrase go!
Hey, it's me, Dora, 是我爱探险的朵拉。 Today, we're going to visit the Snow Princess. Snow Princess 跟我们不一样哦，从小呢就住在寒冷的冰雪王国。我们呢没有血缘关系。However, everybody says that we are like two peas in a pod. 两个人长得好像啊。Pea 这个单字呢就是豆子的意思，而 pod 则是豆荚，两个人呢就好像豆荚里的两颗豆子，就表示呢这两个人长得好像。例如呢刚刚说的我和冰雪公主，或者是呢我们可以说 The twins look like two peas in a pod， 这对双胞胎哦长得真心一模一样。除了呢讲外形之外呢，它也可以用来说两个人的行为很相像，中文呢就会翻译为气味相投。例如呢 These two boys are like two peas in a pod. They always hang out together. 他们俩气味相投，总是混在一起。如果呢我们要用这个片语来形容情人，就表示呢是有夫妻脸，或是我们中文说的天生一对咯。例如呢我和我的男友 Diego Growing up like two peas in a pod, Diego and I are meant to get married. 我们从小长大就是天生一对，迪亚哥跟我注定是要结婚的咯。
Aww, so Pen and the dog are now best friends. How cute!
Yeah, 好温馨哦. So they were like two peas in a pod.
Exactly. And here we find out what he does next. It says, Pen named the dog Nozad.
What a special name.
It must be an Afghani name, I think, probably. All right, so here's what's going to happen. You remember, he's not where he usually lives. He's in Afghanistan. And in the article it says...When he, that's Pen, returned to England, Pen even found a way to bring Nozad back with him. Now, I bet that wasn't easy to do. There are a lot of rules about bringing animals like dogs into different countries. Now, I know it's really hard to bring animals into Taiwan.
Yeah, it is. The soldier really did put a lot of effort into this matter.
That's right. Okay, so he brought Nozad back to England with him, but...That's not all. It says here, Pen knew there were many other animals in Afghanistan like Nozad. Now, of course, there are stray animals in every country, even Taiwan. In fact, there are stray dogs everywhere in Taiwan and probably cats too.
They can actually be seen everywhere you go, anywhere you go in Taiwan. So every time I see them, I just want to take them home. It makes me sad, but I don't have that much space right now.
No, it's when you live in such a small apartment, it's hard to bring in so many animals. But here, Pen knows that he's helped this one dog, but...There are so many others, right? It says, these animals also needed his help. Now, it can't be easy for one person to help all these animals.
Yeah. Okay, that is true. And it's sad that these animals are everywhere.
And that happens a lot in war-torn countries. But here it says in the article, that's why he started the country's first and only animal shelter, the Nozad Charity.
Okay, so a shelter is a small building or a covered place that is made to protect people from bad weather or danger. So the shelter is made for the animals. 所以就是避难所的意思嘛。所以这个士兵就创造了这个国家第一间也是唯一一个避难所给动物的。
Now we also saw that Pen called his shelter the Nozad Charity. Could you help us explain a bit more about what charity is?
So a charity is an organization or a system that is set up to provide help or raise money for those in need. 就是有慈善的意思，那在这边是一个慈善机构。
Okay, so this goal, or this charity here, it has a goal, and it says here, its goal is to find homes for animals living on the streets of Afghanistan. Now, there is that grammar pattern again. Let's take another quick break to find out more about it.
OK, 那刚刚 Aaron 老师念的句子我们来看一下。Its goal is to find homes for animals that live on the streets of Afghanistan. 所以又出现刚提到的文法嘛。所以为了精简它的句子我们就会拿掉 that, 然后再把 live 变成现在分词就可以变成 Its goal is to find homes for animals living on the streets of Afghanistan.
Okay, here's an amazing piece of information about the charity. It says, to date, the charity has reunited more than 1,000 soldiers with cats and dogs they took care of during the war. Now, we use the phrase to date. We use this to say up until this date or until now. For example, to date, I haven't received any money from Lou. I hope he pays me back soon.
Okay, so to date 就是有到目前为止至今的意思。那么就可以说 This is the biggest donation they have had to date. 就是这个是目前为止他们收到最大的捐赠。
Now, we learned that other people were taking care of animals during the war. When you take care of somebody or something, you look after them to make sure they are happy, healthy, and not in any danger. For example, Kendra is going to take care of my plants while I'm away.
就是照顾的意思啦，但是也有处理留意的意思。那我们就可以说 We have other problems that need to be taken care of right now. 这边就是有指处理的意思。
All right, so that's just up until now that all these animals that they've saved, but there will probably be more later. We don't have time to talk about those today, though, because we're at the end of our article. So let's finish off with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat question today is, what would you do if you found a sick or injured dog on the street?
Well, if I had time, I would definitely call the vet, because I have a vet friend. I have a friend who is a vet. And I think I'll send the dog to his...
The vet?
And maybe I'll take it home. And
would you keep the dog?
Yeah, I think I would. But where I'm living right now is kind of small. So I don't really think I can keep it.
I would try to find a vet for the dog. But also, like, I can't have a dog in my house. And so I would... Either try to help find a place for the dog to stay, or maybe try to find a shelter or an animal shelter where the dog could go, that sort of thing. But yes, you know, the first thing you need to do, find a vet for the dog. There are lots of vets in Taiwan, and we know they want to help animals. So that's definitely a good answer. What would you guys do? You guys can talk about it, but we have to say goodbye for today. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Dodo Heroes. As humans, we have a special duty on this planet. Every life is important, and it's our job to protect animals in danger. Animal Planet's show, Dodo Heroes, is about the brave people who risk their lives to save the world's troubled creatures. One of these heroes is Penn Farthing. While working as a soldier in Afghanistan,He saw an injured dog hiding under a building. Penn got the scared dog to come out by feeding it snacks. Soon after, they were like two peas in a pod. Penn named the dog Nowzad. When he returned to England, Penn even found a way to bring Nowzad back with him. Penn knew there were many other animals in Afghanistan like Nowzad.These animals also needed his help. That's why he started the country's first and only animal shelter, the Nowzad Charity. Its goal is to find homes for animals living on the streets of Afghanistan. To date, the charity has reunited more than 1,000 soldiers with cats and dogs they took care of during the war.
Vocabulary Review.
Duty. The police officer considers it his duty to keep people safe. Protect. The mother cat protected her kittens from the dangerous dog. Risk.The firefighter risked her life to save people from the burning building. Creature. David saw a strange creature in the forest. He had never seen an animal like it before. Soldier. The army's soldiers fought in a big war. Injured. Sabrina took care of the injured bird until its broken wing healed.